www.thebeatmusic.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. It's about health. It's about wellness. It's about going to the next level in your health and in your life. That's what the show's about, and we're going to kick it off with Shonda. Hi, Shonda.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, darling.
Great, great. I just want to let you know that I really enjoy your show, and you provide a great service to everyone. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, darling. You're welcome. How can I help?
Well, it seems as if I have a boil that's between my cheekbone and my nose. And I was wondering, first of all, where do boils come from? And second of all, what can I do about it?
And where is it located?
It's right between my nose and my cheek. It's not on the outside. It seems like it's on the inside. It's not external. It's internal.
Is it real sore?
Yeah, it's a little sore.
Yeah, it could be a little it just could be formed by a little bacteria.
Okay.
And that's pretty common. Staph hangs out in there, too. So it's not like a staph infection. It's just like more of a staphylococcus bacteria. And not a big deal. I mean, do you get them all the time? Does it come and go?
Well, no. Actually, I hadn't gotten one in a long time. I'd say probably about 5 or 6 years. But it just seemed like this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they can. Nothing too much to worry about. I mean, for the most part, they'll typically go away, resolve. But what you don't want to do is irritate it, pick at it, you know, that kind of thing. Just really try to leave it alone. Because the more, there's so much bacteria underneath your fingernails, just naturally, that's just where a lot of it hides. And if you get in there to start kind of, you know, messing with it, sometimes they can get infected, and that's when it becomes a big mess. So you want to steer clear of that as much as possible. But, you know, as far as just, you know, is it real big or just kind of small, like a little, like a BB size?
Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, if it gets red and it really starts hurting a lot, probably want to go see your doctor for sure and just let him take a look at it. The big thing you have to worry about with those is if it gets infected. That's the big challenge. And, you know, for the most part, those tend to resolve on their own. But if it sticks around longer than, you know, they always say, just so you know, rule of thumb, a lot of docs will say if it sticks around longer than 2 weeks, then you need to get it checked out to get something done, you know. So just keep that in mind, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Jake. Hi, Jake.
Doctor, thank you. 70-year-old diabetic with ED. And my body does not produce semen. Well, for several years, I was on oral medication, which had a lot of ups and downs. But a new doctor gave me, I'm taking 26 units of Lantus as a base every day and 5 units plus of Novolog.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we're dealing with diabetes. You're dealing with, you know, ED or erectile dysfunction, a couple things to think about that are really, really important. Okay. Now, first, you've got to get your diet under control. That has to be a key. So you start eating the right kind of foods, proteins, fats, carbohydrates in balance, especially the proteins and the fats, because when you're dealing with a blood sugar condition like diabetes, you want to keep everything balanced. So your weight stays under control, your fitness levels will stay high. If you start exercising, so at least 4 to 5 days a week is usually recommended just for a good lifestyle plan. You know, that's critical. Now, on the flip side, if you're talking about ED, you know, it depends. They really do go hand in hand. And if you've got any type of blood sugar-related issue, sometimes it can affect kind of your performance, for sure. A couple things to think about, though, while you're going through this, is as your fitness level improves, okay, so you start dropping belly fat, you get in shape, cardiovascular shape increases, then the blood flow is going to increase as well. Now, from a chemical perspective, you can get some blood work done with your primary care doctor, and they can take a look at things, and many times can look and find certain reasons why maybe some of the performance is lacking, okay? So there are some tests and things that they can do. Also, from a nutritional perspective, you can look at things like nitric oxide, which combine together. Okay, so you got L-arginine, L-citrulline. Both of those together form the NO2. They've done numerous studies on that and have seen some just amazing results with guys that deal with that. And I'll tell you kind of an old school treatment that doctors have used for years is coffee, believe it or not, and caffeine and high amounts of caffeine from like green tea and that sort of thing. Caffeine is in the same category, drug class category, as a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. And so those are your Cialis and your Viagra and those sorts of things. So it's in the same category. And believe it or not, guys that drink, and this is not a free ticket to start drinking pots of coffee so you have better performance, but it does do a similar mechanism. I mean, obviously it's in the same class, so it can help. But anyway, a couple things to think about. It's about getting your good foundation, though. Don't think it's just one thing or taking a supplement like Tribulus or Maca Root, and that's going to just kind of correct everything. It's really not. It's a combination. And your mind plays a big role, too. With ED, huge issue in your mind. So as you get your mind to relax and you remove stressors from your life, then that can make a huge difference in overall performance, okay? So just a couple things. But the diabetes, that's a big one. Get that under control. Start making some radical changes, and then you'll probably notice some great changes, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. Why? Because we want to see you get well. That's the truth. And it starts in your mind. Everybody thinks it starts with a pill, but it actually starts in your mind. That's where some of the greatest victories happen, especially with your health. Yosemite officials, they're saying they're informing another 230,000 summer visitors of a hantavirus outbreak. Officials at Yosemite National Park told another 230,000 people who visited the park last summer about a hantavirus outbreak that occurred there in June. But according to the LA Times, those who were sent the informational letter via email on Wednesday did not stay in the area of the park where the outbreak was reported, but park officials wanted to quell the fears of any concerned guest. So thousands of letters have already been sent to visitors who did stay in the affected area in tent cabins in Curry Village in the High Sierra Loop. According to the newspaper, the new letter tells recipients that your recent overnight visit to Yosemite did not include a stay in lodging where the known hantavirus infections might have occurred. However, we wanted to take this opportunity to increase public awareness about the hantavirus. Nevertheless, we want to ensure that our guests have accurate and current information on the hantavirus. So hantavirus can take up 6 weeks to surface with symptoms and spreads through the urine, droppings, or saliva. Something to think about. It's been kind of a hot topic, but over there in Yosemite, beautiful area. Just a little FYI. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals, 1-877-MINERALS, that's 1-877-646-3725, or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. We're going to go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Well, I'm actually calling about my husband. Ever since we've been married, he has had really bad indigestion. Sometimes it will keep him awake at night. He doesn't get a restful sleep. He's in really good health, exercises regularly, and I try to make sure that we have balanced meals with plenty of, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. But I'm just wondering, it seems like he has a hard time just processing food in general, so I'm not sure just kind of what we could do about that. One thing, too, about him, he gets really anxious while he's eating.
I think the biggest issue when you're having chronic digestive issues, you know, it just becomes a real challenge. You've got to kind of back it off and just kind of start from scratch. And I like, you know, I'm not an extremist by any means when it comes to eating. I think that you need to have good, healthy foods. I think that, you know, there are certain principles to follow. You want to reduce inflammation as much as possible. But at the same time, you know, building a good bacterial flora with fermented foods, fermented vegetables, with things like probiotics, those are all really important and just kind of basic, but very, very simple to do. You just got to kind of get a game plan. Now, other issue that's very important too in this with the digestion is making sure the body that he breaks things down. A lot of times, if you don't break your proteins down well, as you get older and stress levels get higher, we start losing our hydrochloric acid a little bit in our stomach, which helps break the proteins down. And if you don't break them down, they can kind of putrefy, and that's where you get a lot of the gas and the odor that comes along with that. I know that's real pleasant to talk about, but it's the truth, and it does. It makes a big difference. So digestive enzymes, betaine hydrochloride, which is called HCl or betaine HCl, if you go to a health food store and ask them that, those are great. I mean, they both can help tremendously. There's also what are called proteolytic enzymes. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found primarily in foods like pineapple. You may have heard of bromelain, which is a big one. But, yeah, I mean, that helps tremendously, breaking down the foods and increasing digestion. I mean, when you eat a meal, for the most part, you shouldn't be gassy and bloated. Now, if he's like that all the time, he may even want to back it down kind of another notch or another level. Go meet with maybe a doctor or someone, a nutritionist, that can kind of walk him through maybe some form of cleansing time, you know, as far as cutting his foods back in a certain way, going really bland, maybe even using some different juicing methods and that sort of thing. And what it'll do is it clears out the digestive tract very well. If he's got any kind of yeast or fungal-related infection that might be in the gut, there are things like oregano oil and black walnut and wormwood, things that can kind of clear some of those issues out as well. So, I mean, it just depends. And that's why you might want to get someone involved rather than just kind of talking about it. You really can get in and find out or get someone to dig in and find out exactly what's happening. So just a thought as you're going through that. But, yeah, I mean, digestion is a big deal. Probiotics are one of the best things you can do as far as the supplement goes and getting it from the food supply, you know, from the like fermented dairy, goat's milk, goat's yogurt, kefir, that kind of thing. Makes a big deal. So keep me posted how that goes. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show, or you can, of course, call right now, 888-283-7272. Annette, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey.
I am very overweight, and in June I bought your book, and I started changing what I ate, and I started walking every day.
Good for you.
At least 6 days a week. Yeah, and I feel unbelievably better.
I'm so glad.
I do. I really do. And so I'm just determined to stay with it and, you know, just keep on because I want to live and, you know, enjoy things. Okay, but I've run into a problem of late, and I don't really know what to do about it. It doesn't happen all the time. It's real random. But sometimes when I have to sit for a long period of time, and then I get up, the inside of my leg, it like is very, very painful. And so I stand up, you know, and I kind of like grit my teeth and kind of just start walking around. And after a few minutes, I can kind of like walk it out. It's still, I feel it, but it's not as severe. And so my question is, if I described it well enough. I mean, is there something I should do for this, or will it kind of work itself out as my weight goes down?
Is it only in that one area?
Yeah, it's just on the left leg, just in that, you know, one place. It kind of goes down my leg, but not as far as to where my knee is. It's just, you know, right up top there.
Does it shoot, or is it like a numb type pain, stabbing, or prickly? What's the pain like?
No. When I'm seated and I'm fine, and then I stand up, and the minute I put my weight evenly, it's like, oh, you know, and I kind of have to.
Right.
I can't take a step without sort of working it out.
I would go see either a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician and let them work on it, because it's probably just a nerve that's got some irritation. It could be your sciatic nerve. Your sciatic nerve is really, really big. I mean, it's probably about the size. I'll just give you an example. Have you ever seen string? The big, thick pieces of string cheese. It's about that big around. So it's a big nerve, largest one in the body, and it goes through the piriformis muscle. This little muscle, kind of in your glutes. And if it gets irritated at all, or that little muscle that goes in spasm, it feels exactly like what you're talking about. It kind of goes down in that area, down to the side, down to the leg a little bit, and you have to kind of work it out a little before you can actually get moving. So if a PT or a DC, a chiropractic physician, they're really good at some of the techniques they have to work on that, relieving not just the pain, but putting the structure back where it needs to be. So just losing the weight won't make that go away. It's probably an issue that's been there for a while, but now it's getting irritated. And more than ever, now's the time to get it done and then to get it checked up probably at least once a month minimum to make sure that as you're exercising and doing what you do, and as your body's kind of shrinking down now, that your structure stays in line and, you know, you can maintain that to a great level. So that's just a couple things to think about for that. But I'm so excited for you. Just way to jump in with both feet and make it happen. You know, we're here for you along the way. Call anytime. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now are to jump 4% in 2012. That's exactly what we all need, isn't it? U.S. families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually in 2012, with workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage. Revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser, the Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies, with many lower wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower wage firm on average contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing. And I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful. Look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It'll be incredible, I think. Something to keep your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, of course, which is put in gear by the government, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where, you know, again, the Obamacare whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do to their reimbursements and getting the money from insurances. So it's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and the HCL, cod liver oil. But I got kind of a stroke congestion. I couldn't get it clear out. So I had a cold and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. And I went to another doctor at a med station, an older guy who worked at a ER hospital. He's retired and he works at the med station. He put me on Gaviscon, an antacid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist. So I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing. And he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL. Hydrochloric acid, and he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week, and he said, I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach, and he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was, had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters, and then he put me on an acid called Ziggurat, but Oprazole in it, and he wants me to take that the rest of my life, and a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, at first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, I said, you just actually got scar tissue built up in the esophagus. And I'm just wondering whether I can take the that cigarette to get off that. Is there something natural? Or?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that, and if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling, see if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that, and then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines, and would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you've had too much acid coming up, then you're too acidic. You got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues. And that's probably what the kind of along the lines you want to think. But, yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. You're asking my thoughts, that's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean, for the most part, toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy. But medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where you don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be. Because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's. And when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal. Okay? So it's, I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com. Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well. Just, of course, get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. We've got one coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, And we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007. And there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test. And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that. And one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that, you know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen because I've seen some research behind that, kind of like what you're talking about. So I'm kind of in the middle because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So, again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. And get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done, and the doctors are pretty, you know, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But, yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor is having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also you got different supplements out there that can help: zinc, sal palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I could eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds, they're great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll keep DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit and then go to your doctor and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well, for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold.
Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696.
855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? And that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You know, you've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, Asa, you are what you eat. And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I've realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. I gotta say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, you know, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, you know, between one and two meals a day. You know, I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, you know, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's kind of what my lifestyle's been like. And, you know, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, you know, I'm pretty young, and I just, and, you know, I just kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, you know, kind of your almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, you know, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, you know, to drink that much. You know, obviously, to put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. And if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So. That's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? Are you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
I don't know. It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college. And it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying. And I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose and I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do. I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life. But I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, at the same time, is that, are you happy doing that? Or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not, man. If you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, this can cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way, you know. I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, I'm the very occasional diet where I don't have a drink. You know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer, and I know. And I'm an educated person. And I definitely know kind of what I'm doing, but. From your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet and you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook. And you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit? I guess I'm worried about.
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first, and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I just, you know, I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. So that's why you say on the occasional time where you don't drink, you feel clear. Well, that clear is your body getting back into balance, and that's what I would shoot for, you know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive. And make you feel a little bit better, too. That's my hope for you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.